Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to another edition of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here today on the back veranda at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. I am your host, Randy Bergen. Coach Rick Cleveland out on assignment this weekend. Mark, it is you and I, Coach Mark Lasseter. How you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. What a beautiful, beautiful view. You know, I was really pleased to sit here with you, you know, watching all these guys getting ready to go out here on this beautiful Quail Creek golf course and play a little golf.
Right.
And they kept coming by saying, Coach, you want to be on my team today? And Coach, you want to be on my team today? And I had to keep turning them down. You know, it was really hard to do because I could, you know, I think I could really help a little bit.
They're looking for your handicap. That's what they're needing, okay? That is exactly what they're needing. But, no, it is good. It's good to see a lot of these guys. I hadn't seen them in quite some time. Always good to get back out here and see these guys. Spend a little time with Olin and Tim and the shop up here and the girls back here in the deli. Just, I mean, it's just a fun place to be. Bobby Hall may be on with us a little bit later on, the director of golf here at Quail Creek. So we're excited to be out here today.
You know, there were some days I love thinking back, you know, when I was the head coach at Fairhope, we had our booster club golf tournament every year, and we hosted it out here.
Right.
Mayor Tim Kent was the sure. mayor at that time, and man, we had all kind of stuff. Baumhauer's brought their wing wagon out, and we had coaches out there on the I can't remember what green it is. It's in between. You know, when you come across the water, it's 1, 2, 3.
Number 5?
You know, we come across the water.
Right.
All right, and you go down, and they'll go in, and the fairway runs right down the side of the water.
Yeah.
Well, there's a restroom right there. There's a big area right in that area. And we put this huge grill up, and we'd have coaches out there cooking hamburgers and hot dogs, and just had a big crowd. And the folks here at Quail Creek just helped us raise money, have a good time. Everybody, that's what it was about. And those are some of my favorite memories of being at Fairhope, and just all, and how our city, the city of Fairhope, really helped to support the school at Fairhope. It was a great thing. And as far as I know, it's still gone. I'm not privy to all that information anymore. I'm not around it, but I'm sure it's always the same.
It is. I mean, you know, things always change. There's no doubt about that. But, they've made a lot of changes out here. They've redone the greens on the front. We'll talk a little bit about that with Bobby at 10 o'clock today. But, it's a great place. We're just, as you can see, all the guys out here just have fun. They come by. They speak to you. They're getting set to go out and play in the bullpen. So good stuff. But let me go ahead and set up the proverbial table for you today on the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line. Of course, coming up in just a few moments, we'll get started on some scores. We'll finish those up in the second segment. At 8:30, we're going to be talking with Corey LeBounty, one of our good friends. Corey, we all go way back with Corey.
We do, and you know, we had so many fond memories of Corey doing the shows together, listening to him do ball games, you know, and stuff through the years. I haven't caught up with Corey in quite a while. I'm looking forward to hearing his voice and talking with him for a bit, and he just does a good job. He really loves high school sports in our area. He really loves to promote it, and he does a really good job at it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Then at 8:45, it'll be the Go Pest Leadership segment. You'll have that.
Yeah, today we're going to talk a little bit about something that's a little bit – that kind of – you and I both kind of witnessed some of it last night. You know, it's how do you lead in the face of adversity when things go wrong? What do you do? So we're going to talk about that a little bit. I think that'll be a fun thing to talk about, and we just appreciate Nathan Cox and Go Pest and all that they do to support this program and what they do teaching leadership. You know, Nathan has his own Warrior 360 with Brad Israel, and they just do such a great job promoting leadership in our communities and our young people as well.
Absolutely. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll go back over some more scores, and we'll get the True Grit Award recipients.
Doing the True Grit, you know, that thing has become a really nice addition to our show. And coaches just, man, they love talking about those guys who don't get may not get all the recognition, you know, you would think. You don't hear their name very often, you know, on the radio or TV or in the paper. Is it a paper or is it digital?
Digital.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
But you know, they don't hear it that much, but they just love, you know, shouting those guys out. And so we got three guys today we're going to talk about, and one from Robertsdale, one from Daphne, and a young man from St. Michael. Coach Rivers sent his player, and so we're looking forward to doing that today.
Well, nice. And then at 9:15, a good friend of ours, Bina Brown. Bina plays out here a lot at Quail Creek. He's going to be on to talk about a big game, Fairhope, last night.
Man, Bina's one of those guys, when you just get around Bina, you just can't help but make your day better. He just always has that attitude about him, and what a great guy. Another guy who just loves high school sports in our area. Loves to promote it, loves to talk about things that are going on. And, man, he watched a whale of a ball game last night. He's going to tell us about the Mary Montgomery Fairhope game, and that is going to be fun to listen to. And I think, and Corey's going to he's going to tell us about the Williamson-UMS game.
Yeah.
And the Williamson win sets up a huge match next week between Williamson and Vigor.
That's right.
Man, I tell you what, that'd be a fun one to watch.
That's going to be a Ladd People Stadium. And, hey, that place could be packed out.
It'll be a lot of folks there. That's going to be fun to watch. I can't wait to hear what Corey tells us about the game.
Of course, at 9:45, you'll have the Camp Grace segment. We'll wrap it up with that.
Going to talk with the Grace segment, and I'm looking forward to talking because I'm going to carry over a little bit from leadership into the Grace segment about adversity, about how we face it in our lives and how sports can teach us how to handle that. We can learn that as young people.
Right.
We can teach that as coaches, and young people can learn it and then carry it into their life later on, because all of us will face it in some way, shape, or form, sooner or later.
Got a great show lined up for you, but let's go ahead and get started on some scores. As we'll start with 7A, Auburn defeats Smith Station 38-0. Austin over Bob Jones 31-7. Baker defeats Foley 41-9. Central Phoenix City 58, Carver Montgomery 35. Daphne over Alma Bryant 39-0. Davidson and Robertsdale in a close win. Davidson gets the win 15-14. Dothan 56, Jag 24. Enterprise 42, Opelika 20, Florence 43, Grissom 0, Hoover 51, Tuscaloosa County 7, Huntsville over Albertville 34-0, James Clemens 31, Sparkman 24. There it is, Mary Montgomery defeats Fairhope 28-21. Prattville over Hewitt Trustville 24-21, Thompson 56, Hillcrest Tuscaloosa 0, Vestavia Hills 41, Oak Mountain 0. Coach, let's see if we can get into 6A real
quick.
Let's
do it. Class 6A, Baldwin County 56, Murphy 0, Buckhorn 14, Southside 8, Calera 41, Chilton County 16, Central Tuscaloosa 56, Brookwood 14, Clay Chalkville 56, Huffman 6, Coleman 39, Columbia 0, Fort Payne 30, Gadsden City 17, Gulf Shores 24, Spanish Fort 19, May Jemison 12, Decatur 7, McGill Tulin 35, Blount 8, Mortimer Jordan 35, Gardendale 28, Muscle Shoals 34, Jasper 15, Northridge 35, Paul Bryant 0, Hartsell 28, Athens 14, Hazel Green 48, Lee 15, Helena 21, Pelham 20, Hueytown 43, McAdory 38, Jackson Olin 20, Woodlawn 18, Mountain Brook 39, Pinson Valley 35, Parker 70, Minor 20, Pell City 21, Valley 14, Pike Road 37, Stanhope Elmore 0, Rehoboth 22, Park Crossing 3, Saraland 42, St. Paul's Episcopal 10, Spain Park 44, Chelsea 7, Wetumpka 34, Percy Julian 20.
All right, so that gets you 7 and 6A. We'll come back and get the rest of them coming up in just a few moments. We're going to take a quick timeout. But we are happy to be here at Quail Creek. Of course, always love our home stand, which is the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room. Always love coming to you live from there in our man cave.
Man, that is the most awesome. I tell all the guys on our coaching staff, you know, I said, how'd a radio show go? Well, man, I said, you know, can't hardly beat it on a Saturday morning. You're sitting drinking coffee with my buddies, got six TVs sitting up. They're all got the score. We got golf on one channel, game day on one channel, you know, something
spread
else.
Out.
It's awesome. It's just a great thing. We appreciate the folks at
Absolutely.
Eastern Shore Hyundai and Toyota for taking care of us for a very long time.
They certainly have. We certainly appreciate them. And we appreciate you hanging out with us and letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. We'll take our first time out. When we come back, more scores from around the state right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Before we get back into some scores, I want to say the voice you heard just a few moments ago in that PSA, Billy Hayes, a good friend of ours. Billy came up to you a while ago. He's out here playing today. Came up and talked to you. And he's a really good guy.
He was ready to hit that little white ball this morning, man. You can tell. He had his game face on. He's ready to roll.
he's playing with his partner, Michael Ponder. And those guys always have fun when they go out and play. You know, we got some great sponsors of the show. We love talking about Premier Collision. I know this is pretty special to you with your 2008 Sonata. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Okay.
2009.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But the folks over at Premier Collision did an awesome job for Coach Laster, for Coach Cleveland. They've done work for me. And if you're looking to get the very best from the very best, you need to get in touch with Premier Collision. They're located at 1165 Sledge Drive in Mobile. Or you can give Chris and his whole staff a phone call at 251-478-4500. Again, 251-478-4500.
Yeah, those guys, they do a fantastic job. And I wanted to also say, you know, we talked last week. We introduced a new sponsor who's doing our scoreboard show, Gulf City Body and Trailer Works in Spanish Fort. And then Hunter lives in Spanish Fort. He is in Mobile. They have they're just a great family and love to support high school sports. They just came on Gulf City Body and Trailer Works in Mobile. They'll be on our Facebook page here real soon, as soon as I get that logo put up on there for them.
There you go. Well, we certainly appreciate them for sure. All right, let's go back to the scores from around the state. We'll go back to 5A, Andalusia over Eufaula, 42-10. Ardmore 55, Lawrence County 23, Birmingham of Carver 16, Winona 14, Boaz 23, Brewer 19, Briarwood Christian 23, John Carroll Catholic 7, Carroll 29, Greenville 12, Central Clay County 42, Holtville 0, Citronelle over BC Rain in a close one, 24-21, the final in that. Corner 56, Hayden 20, Demopolis 28, Simpson Valley 20, Douglas 35, Sardis 21, Fairview 28, Priceville 7, Jacksonville over Lincoln 34-24, LaFleur over Elba 20-8, Montgomery Catholic 51, Headland 7, Moody 25, Leeds 22, Northside 49, Jamison 25, Russellville 35, Hatton 26, Scottsboro over Gunnersville 31-10, Shelby County 50, Montevallo 21, St. Clair County 42, Springville 21. In overtime, Sylacauga gets the win over Marbury 36-35. Valley 20, Elmore County 17. Vigor, no problem with Faith Academy, 47-0 the final there. West Point 14, East Limestone 6, and Williamson defeats UMS Wright 40-10.
In Class 4A, Alexandria 56, Asheville 13, American Christian 41, Tarrant 13, Anniston 48, Etowah 7, Ashford, Little David Stapleton's team keeps rolling, Ashford 16, New Brockton 6, Booker T. Washington, 43. Abbeville, 6. Bullock County, 35. Talladega, 7. Central Florence, 55. East Lawrence, 32. Cherokee County, 24. Hoke's Bluff, 10. Dale County, 28. Daleville, 6. Deschler, 27. Brooks, 13. Dora, 34. Cordova, 33. Fayette County, 67. Curry, 16. Fultondale, 26. Haleville, 21. Hanley, 45. Tallahassee, 14. Hamilton, 28. Good Hope, 21. Madison Academy, 33. New Hope, 10. Madison County, 27. Westminster Christian, 0. Jackson, 41. Orange Beach, 0. Oak Grove, 35. Bibb County, 18. Oneonta, 36. White Plains, 21. Op, 42. Geneva, 21. Pike County, 34. Strawn, 28. Plainview, 35. North Jackson, 24. Pleasant Grove, 21. Holt, 15. St. James, 14. Cleburne County, 7. St. John Paul II Catholic, 44. DAR, 13. St. Michael Catholic, 46. Mobile Christian, 37. West Blockton, 21. Fairfield, 6. West Morgan, 59. Danville, 7. Fort Wilson, 44. West Limestone, 23. W.S. Neal, 51. Escambia County, 6.
All right, let's move to Class 3A. Bateside Academy, congratulations. You get the win over Cottage Hill, 25-7, the final there. Blue, 40. Childersburg, 22. Colbert County, 62. Clements, 22. Collinsville, 28. Sylvania, 26. Fife over Whitesburg Christian, 62-21. Geraldine, 63. Brindle Mountain, 0. Glencoe, 46, Sachs, 6. Greensboro, 46, Wilcox Central, 12, Glenwood, 50, Dadeville, 22, Hale County, 42, Thomasville, 35, Hillcrest over Monroe County, 28-18, Holly Pond, Zips, Ashburg, 42-0, Houston Academy, 21, Prattville Christian, 13, Lauderdale County, 62, Sheffield, 0, Mars Hill Bible, 46, Elkmont, 7, Midfield over Hansville, 56-20. Montgomery Academy, 52. Slocum, 0. Phil Campbell, 56. Carbon Hill, 12. Piedmont over J.B. Pennington, 51-0. Pisgah, 38. Cedar Bluff, 13. Randolph County, 56. B.B. Comer, 12. Rogers over Colbert Heights, 56-28. Southside Selma, 66. Sumter Central, 0. Thorsby, 54. Dallas County, 8. Trinity Presbyterian, 49, Northside Methodist, 13. T.R. Miller with a win over XL in a close game, 21-14, the final there. Vinemont, 22, Gordo, 19. Weaver, 36, Locust Fort, 34. In overtime, Westbrook Christian, 35, out of Tryon, Georgia, 28. That again in overtime. Wicksburg defeats Alabama Christian, 28-23. And Winfield over Oakman, 32-10.
In Class 2A, Baker, Florida, 49, Zion Chapel, 6. Bayshore Christian gets its first win of the year with a 33-0
congrats to JC,
over,
yeah.
Yes, congrats over Central Haneyville. Calhoun, 32, Barber County, 12. Clark County, 40, Chickasaw, 8. Coosa Christian, 41, Cold Springs, 8. Cottonwood, 28, Ayrton, 27. Falkville, 20, Susan Moore, 12. Geneva County, 40, Sampson, 14. Goshen, 51, Pike Liberal, 7, Greene County, 38, Isabella, 36, G.W. Long, 48, Houston County, 8, J.U. Blackshire, 36, Washington County, 13, Lynette, 63, Central Coosa, 0, Lochapoca, 55, Horseshoe Bend, 7, Laverne, 61, Highland Home, 13, North Sand Mountain, 57, Section, 7, Pleasant Valley, 42, Gaston, 8, Providence Christian, 43, Abbeville, 6, Red Bay, 53, Tarptown, 0, Realtown, 48, Lafayette, 0, Southeastern, 52, Cleveland, 14, Tanner, 46, Decatur Heritage, 29, Tuscaloosa Academy, 42, Lamar County, 20, Grissom, where did that come from?
It's not
holy cow! Vincent, 27, Aliceville, 0, West End, 38, Ider, 20, That's two-A. I'll be quiet, Randy.
Right. Here comes one-A. Addison 62, Meek 22, Appalachian 34, Ragland 19, Otago County over Verbena 21-6, Brantley 42, Farella 20. Elba gets a win. They beat Pleasant Home 29-0. Fayetteville 29, Victoria Christian 12, Georgiana 52, Red Level 24, Hackleburg over Phillips Big 49-6, the final. Hubbardville 66, Brilliant 6, Leroy over Southern Choctaw 28-14, Linden 30, Holy Spirit 13, Maplesville 42, Billingsley 0, Marion County 42, Lynn 34, McIntosh over Marengo 42-18, McKenzie 52, Kinston 6, Millry 42, J.F. Shield 6, Notasogo over Elwood Christian 46-6, R.C. Hatch 10, Francis Marion 6, Shoals Christian 48, Cherokee 26, South Lamar 42, Pickens County 37, Spring Garden 34, Galesville 8, Sweetwater over Fruitdale 46-8, University Charter 40, Choctaw County 0, Wadley 42, Lee Scott 7, Waterloo 38, Vena 8, Winterboro 60, Woodland 14, and Woodville 27, Valley Head 21. So there you go. That is your Around the State scoreboard brought to you by
Gulf City Body and Trailer Works. The guys just do a great job, and we appreciate them being our scoreboard show, letting us do that for them every week.
Sponsor for that, for sure. Yeah. All right, hey, look, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, you won't want to miss it. Our good friend Corey LeBound is going to be on with us. We're going to be talking some high school football. He was at a ball game last night. He's going to tell us all about it right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The Boudreaux Cajun Grill communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take it to the streets here in just a second, but welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster. Coach Cleveland, he is on assignment this weekend. So it's the mice that will play today there.
Yes, yes, the mice. It is now the rat pack rather than the other.
Fat pack.
No, see, you didn't even have to say it.
Hey, we are happy that you are with us for sure. Happy to have this guy on the line with us, a good friend of ours on our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line. Let's welcome in Corey LeBound. Corey, how you doing, my man?
Good morning, guys. From mice to men, it's always a great opportunity to catch up with you guys. I hope all is well with you guys this morning.
Well, doing good, buddy. Good to hear your voice, pal.
Likewise, Coach. Always a pleasure. Anytime I see a rainbow in the sky, you know I think about you for more than one reason, my friend.
I do, brother, and I appreciate it. I think about that all the time when you shared that story with me coming across the bay that day. Yeah. And saw the thing. That was quite a revelation. I think God just gave you a peace in your heart.
Absolutely. No question about it, guys. And I tell you, you know, peace in the heart, anytime you can have a peace in my heart on Friday night, it's great to see great high school football played in our area and really across the state. And we got a great treat last night from the Williamson Lions. They're ranked number 2 in 5A, and they took UMS right to the woodshed last night, fellas. No other way to put it. Scoring 35 points off of 6 turnovers. And UMS right turned the ball over on their first 3 possessions. And UMS just could not dig out of that hole. And credit to Williamson making them pay for those mistakes. And they showed why they have the best defense in the entire state of Alabama, 1 through 11. Because there are Power 4 guys at every single position on the field.
Hey, Corey, let me ask you real quick. You talk about their defense. The offense not too shabby either. Whenever you look at it, they put up 405 points and only giving up 24 points. Now, granted, one of that 405, 100 of it was against Murphy back on just a week or so ago.
But this is an offense that's pretty powerful, and whenever you and we're going to set up and talk about the upcoming game between Williamson and Vigor. But whenever you talk about this offense, they're pretty explosive.
All right, I mean, you come in averaging. You guys have been doing this a long time, but you look at a team that averages 60.8 points per game and only gives up 2.3 points per game. They have one of the top offenses and defenses in the state. They have a senior signal caller in A.J. Dinkins. Last night, he threw for a few touchdowns, and then you put Tydrick Withers in the backfield. Last week, he rushed for 260 versus Faith Academy. Last night, he rushed for over 135 and had a couple of touchdowns. And they're behind a mammoth offensive line. They've got play callers and great wide receivers across the field. I mean, again, explosive offensively and defensively. Special teams has been tremendously improved by the Williamson Lions as well. And the 1-2 matchup next week, Pritchard versus Maysville, as the community calls it, is going to be epic without question.
Man, I'll tell you what, Corey, that must be – I've not seen Williamson this year on film or in any way, shape, or form. They must – I'm sitting there just reading some things about the game in and of itself. You know, the turnovers early on really put UMS in a really bad spot. Turnovers, you know, you hear it every Saturday and Sunday. Turnovers is what is going to win a game or lose a game for you, who makes the mistake. And, you know, if you get behind – I think they gave up four scores off turnovers last night. And, you know, tip your hat to the defense there at Williamson, because they're making turnovers, they're not giving up many points. And as Coach Coleman said, he says, you know, we won this game back in the summer when we were doing all our running right. And workouts. And so he's got a good bunch that's going on. Tell us a little bit more about that defense.
I mean, Coach Lassiter, I have never seen a defense like this. I'm be honest with you. And what I mean by that, I mean 1 through 11. You've seen elite players, 5 or 6 guys that get Power 4 offers, or at the time Power 5 offers. But at every single position, they're starting 2 freshmen, and one of them happens to be a corner in Captain Munnerlin's son. Of course, Captain Munnerlin played at Murphy, South Carolina, yeah. And on to the NFL long career. His son is the starting corner for the Williamson Lions, and then they bring in a 300-pound freshman nose tackle who's being offered by many schools in the country to go along with verbal commits to Notre Dame, Troy, Memphis, offers by the defensive end, South Alabama, Texas A&M, Kentucky, and then you turn around in the secondary, you've got an Auburn verbal commit who's only a junior. I have never again, 1 through 11, seen a deeper defensive roster than what I have seen from a defensive domination standpoint of what I'm witnessing this season for the Williamson Lions.
We're visiting with Corey Labonte right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Corey, let's go ahead and set it up. This week, this Friday, you got the match of the Titans. Both teams will come in 7-0, undefeated records, both overall and region-wise. 1-2, as you mentioned, playing together. How big will this game be at Lab People Stadium on Friday night?
Well, you can visualize what we used to see for the Power A kickoff classic at Ladd Stadium, for the classic Murphy versus Vigor game at Ladd that had over 30,000 people attend the high school game. There'll be at least 13,000 to 15,000 attend this game next Friday night, because this is the second year in a row that you have had an undefeated Vigor and an undefeated Williamson team play one another. And when you get those two teams that are already rivals, and the two communities that are already rivals, and do a lot of smack talk, and it's great, clean fun between the lines. It's just a lot of hard hitting. But to set it up, 1-2, 2 Mobile County public schools in the polls being ranked 1 and 2, you don't see that often. And you definitely don't see the type of high school atmosphere that everyone's going to be treated to next Friday night, as we will see the number 1 ranked team, Vigor Wolves, take on the number 2 team in Williamson. A lot of great sub stories there, because Marcus Cook, the former head coach at Vigor High School, he is now the offensive line coach. And co-offensive coordinator for Williamson. He's done a tremendous job in his second year there, but it's just going to be a fantastic matchup. Renardo Jackson in his first year back at Vigor after spending some 15 years there as an assistant coach and winning three state titles there as an assistant. It's just going to be a very special atmosphere that everybody's going to watch.
Corey, you mentioned it, 13 to 15,000. Of course, Williamson's got a brand-new football field, a driver away from Ladd People Stadium, basically. And they're like, hey, it's just not going to hold it. There's just going to be too many people at that ball game. That's got to say a lot about it. And you mentioned it, that they were undefeated last year when they met. But there's got to be just an awesome, awesome high school football field in the air for Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ask for better. I mean, we've had some great games that everybody's been focusing on all season long. When the season starts in week zero, we kind of circle the top five matchups of the season in the entire state of Alabama. And this is one of those matchups to where I knew what Williamson had returning. And Coach Lasseter, Williamson has 9 out of 11 starters returning back to that defense this year. And when you put 9 out of 11 returners, and you add those two freshmen that I mentioned, and you continue to have depth behind those guys on coaching and the hunger that Coach Coleman's team has exhibited, not missing any summer workouts, having 100% participation. It just spells improvement for Williamson in their brand-new stadium, the Jungle. They're undefeated, and this one, of course, will be at Ladd. But it's just going to be one of those matchups that everybody's going to be talking about late Friday night and early Saturday morning. And Vigor took Williamson behind the woodshed 1 year ago, so Williamson's looking to get their lick back.
Mark, I'm going to say Corey and I have done basketball. We've done football. We've done a lot of things together. I've had him on interviews many, many times, and I think this is the first interview that I've ever had where he never mentioned my name.
Randy B, you're my guy, Randy Bergen.
Corey, you're a mess. Hey, dude, hey, look, before we let you get out of here, and I know we always talk high school football, but you're a big Alabama fan. I got to ask you, Alabama goes up to Missouri today, a game at 11 o'clock. I know what you're going to say, but give me your assessment of that ball game for today.
Well, at the end of the day, the Tide is going to win a close one. I think that Missouri, the balance that they present offensively and defensively, is going to give the Tide some trouble. And Missouri's running game, I think, is going to give the Tide some trouble. So the Tide just has to tighten up and tackle. Can't miss a lot of tackles today. And Kane Womack is going to earn that paycheck as defensive coordinator. But Alabama is going to win a close one today, fellas, on the road. And, you know, you win at Georgia, which is great. Alabama has struggled on the road with Coach DeBoer. They just need to continue to sustain the momentum. And it's hard to do on the road, but sometimes less distractions on the road. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely right.
That's it, buddy. Roll Tide, buddy. Corey, you take care of yourself, pal. It's good talking to you, man.
Corey, appreciate it, bro.
Likewise, my mom says hello. We're on our way up 65. She always listens to you guys, and she says hello.
Tell her hello for us.
Absolutely. Corey, let's talk soon. Talk to you, buddy.
Oh, one of the good guys in this sport.
Yeah, you know,
he just loves kids and loves promoting them and does a great job with it.
He does a good job officiating, too.
He does.
I mean, he really does. We got to travel, obviously. We did several years of basketball with Faulkner State with Jack Robertson and that run in 2015 where they get the championship. And we just had a blast. And I can remember me and Corey were at home. It's the state championship. And these kids, there's a couple of guys. Sleepy's one of the guys that finally got to go in and play in the championship game. And it's obvious that Faulkner State's going to win it. And he couldn't even throw the ball inbounds because he was crying so much because we were about to win. And, I mean,
that's awesome.
Then me and Corey are like, I can't talk either now. So we start crying. But, no, it was a lot of fun. Corey's awesome. He does a great job. And certainly glad to have him as a friend for sure.
No doubt. No doubt. And that's going to be quite a ball game. If he gets to be at that one, that's going to be a lot of fun, too.
That's going to be a good one. We may may have him on next Saturday to talk about that ball game, because
that's gonna be a doozy.
It's going to be, all the way to the end.
That's right.
I promise you.
That's right.
For sure. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we will get into the leadership segment. You got it for us, Mark, right after this, right here on the Thompson Tractor.
Yes, sir.
Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen. Coach Rick Cleveland, the weekend off. Coach Mark Glaster here with me as we're broadcasting from our wonderful veranda of
the veranda
here at Quail Creek.
I'm looking for a mint julep. Sit upon the veranda.
Actually, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, time to get in our leadership segment. And, Coach, you got that for us today.
Yes, we talked about something earlier. It was something that we had talked about, Coach Trotter, our football team, all week long, was that there's going to be adversity in this ball game that we played last night. And it was, early on in the game, it was a very hard-fought football game, and there was lots of penalty flags, lots of things that were going wrong for both teams. I mean, not just us, but for both teams. But, of course, me being a Bayside guy, that I felt like it was more towards us than them. But regardless of the fact, when you talk about adversity, I think about what Nathan Cox, and I'll bring him out. He is the sponsor. GoPest is the sponsor for this leadership segment. But when Nathan writes things and talks about leadership, he signs his off every time with "keep punching."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I got to thinking about that the other day. I actually told Nathan this. My dad and mom have been, they're up in their years. They're elderly.
Sure.
Dad's 89, mom's 85, and they're struggling still, with things. And dad, I was talking to him on the phone. He says, "Don't worry, son, I'll get through this.
Right.
I'll just keep putting one foot in front of the other." And I said, "Dad," I said, "a good friend of mine down here, he always says, keep punching." And that's what I think, what I thought about. And adversity's like that. Adversity is going to show up in our life no matter what. But you can teach it. To me, you can teach it and be taught in athletic events. True leadership shows up during adversity. A couple of things that I thought about that we want to talk about was, when it's happening, stay calm and present in the moment. When things go wrong, everybody looks to the leader. Everybody looks to that guy. How is he going to react? What is going to be the reaction? If they model composure, even if that leader feels uncertain, a calm presence will help settle everybody else around you.
That's right.
It really does. Another thing is, one thing that I don't ever do is, like, when adversity strikes, I have a tendency to react emotionally rather than take a moment to assess rather than act that way. Assess what's going on and then be able to focus on what I can control. Those three things, when an adversity strikes, especially for a football team or a basketball team or a baseball team, volleyball, whatever you're in, when that adversity strikes, that calm presence and not to react emotionally and then handle what you can control, usually will settle the team down and they'll go on and move forward and not let it, pin them back. I was watching, we had a young man on our football team named Brennan Yamani. He's a running back and just does a really good job for us running the football. But I watch him and he's always calm. I see him, he always has that calm demeanor. And there were a couple of times in the game last night where he needed to make a play, and we had adversity. And we had one that was a big penalty, and he took the ball, got the ball in the flat, broke a tackle, and went for a big first down. He went for like 15 yards on this pass play that he caught out of the backfield. But he got up, showed a little emotion about how excited he was, and went back to the huddle. He didn't react to the things going around him emotionally. He just played the game. And that kind of – you watch that kind of thing, that's what you need. So those guys who – when coaches and players, get upset, and you can see they're visibly upset, acting out, you don't help anybody.
That's right.
It's the guy who stays calm, who just keeps focused on what he can control, and you keep moving. Normally, not all the time, normally you can overcome that adversity, but sometimes you can't. It's still there. You just have to keep punching.
You know somebody that, when you talk like that, who it reminds me of? One of our good friends, Coach Phil Lazman.
Yeah. Okay. He's that way.
I mean, he is.
Always has been.
I mean, he doesn't make a knee-jerk reaction, okay? He assesses. And I think that's what we try to do, is we try to assess the situation. Nature may say, hey, we got to make a knee-jerk reaction because it's defensive, okay?
Right.
Defensive. And I think whenever you watch that person, it says, hang on, before we react here, let's assess the situation and come up with a plan. Most of the time, it's the right way to go.
Yeah.
You know? And that's very good. I think you're dead on.
You know, I remember, I'll tell you a little story of when I was playing high school ball at Butler High School. And we were playing, I think we were playing Lee out of Huntsville. And they had a couple really good players on the team. But I remember during the game, some things went bad for us. We got a defensive holding call and a late hit call. And one of our guys on our team, Jeff, I think his name was Jeff Tony, I believe. Jeff was a tremendous football player. But, man, that guy was wired tight, you know. He was just wired tight. And he got upset, and, I mean, he was just – and we came off the field, and I remember Coach Meadows, who was our head football coach, God rest his soul, just a tremendous coach, a great man. But Coach Meadows told one of our coaches, Coach Rabbit Thomas, he says, Coach, go down there and get Jeff, put your arm around him, tell him you love him. Everything's going to be all right. Just go down there and talk to him. And he goes, then bring him to me. And so Coach Thomas went down there, and I was watching this whole little interchange. We had the ball on offense, so I was off the field. And Coach Thomas went over there and got Jeff. Jeff was all mad for a little bit, but in a minute or two he settled down. And then Coach Thomas and Jeff come walking up to Coach Meadows. And Coach Meadows looked at him, and I don't know how he knows the right things to say, but he looked, turned around, and grabbed his face and held it so Jeff could only look into his eyes.
Yeah.
And Coach said, we're going to go back on defense in a minute. And if you play the way I know you can play and quit fussing about things that are going on around you, you're going to make a big play for us. Now let's go. And he walked on. 2 minutes later, they run a ball off the outside. Jeff comes up, hits this dude who's going to Alabama.
Yeah.
Hits him, knocks the ball loose. His brother Clifford scoops it up, runs it down the sideline, and we stopped a big drive. Ended up winning the game for the city championship and region. But just that moment, that's the leader. Coach Meadows just found a way to get Jeff's coach to calm him down a little bit, and he brought him to him. And man, I don't forget things like that, you know, because those are in the midst of adversity. You know, we're fighting for a city and region title in this game at Milton Frank Stadium, packed house, and he gets Jeff to calm down, and then Jeff makes a great play. You know, and I was like, God, I thought about that throughout my career a lot. I wish I had that magic touch, you know, who could just make that happen, but – you know, that's what fighting through adversity is about. And it was just like, and Coach Meadows was like, same thing Nathan Cox says, go back out there and keep punching.
Keep punching.
And that's what he did. And, you know, that's just it's a lot of fun. And his brother, Clifford, played at Auburn, played safety at Auburn, and went on and was drafted into the NFL.
What was his last name?
Clifford Tony.
Tony. Okay.
And Jeff wasn't quite as, Clifford was a little faster, a little bigger. Just more fluid athlete. Jeff was just Jeff's what you would call a brawler.
Mm.
Okay, that's what he was. He scared me to death. I never wanted to make him mad at practice because I didn't think he'd stop hitting me. He might keep punching for good. So I don't know. But anyway, I thought that was something we could talk about adversity and how leaders figure out a way to get it to overcome it.
Well, that's good stuff, no doubt about it. And We are we're at the end of the first hour. It's come and gone.
Wow.
So yeah, get
That's
set.
A fast one.
Get set for the second hour.
Buckle up.
I'm telling you, strap it in because here we go. We'll take a timeout. We have more of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report right after this.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. As we're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, today located on the back veranda of Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. I am Randy Bergen. Coach Rick Cleveland has the weekend off. I'm sorry, hang on. He's on assignment.
On assignment.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
On assignment.
On assignment, yes.
So the Rat Pack, me and Coach Mark Laster hanging out
we
back
here. We are hanging
here,
out and, here at Quail Creek and watching the guys play golf. And, you know, like I said, several of them wanted me to play on their team today, but I had to turn them down.
Coach, you're looking for a champion. They're looking for a champion.
Yeah, I'm a champion in my own mind.
Oh, my goodness.
In my mind, I can hit a golf ball just as pure as anybody ever.
You look like Freddie Couples.
I do, but then in reality, I look like Fred Flintstone trying to hit or Barney Rubble might be better.
Oh, my goodness. That's a funny one. Hey, in this hour on our Boudreaux Cajun guest line, we've got coming up, Bina Brown's going to come up with us in the next segment. We'll talk about a ball game. He was at the Fairhope game last night, which was a good one.
I understand. I've just kind of got bits and pieces, but Fairhope had the ball going in, and I think they had a turnover right in front of the goalpost. And the score was tied at the time, I think this is right. And then Mary Montgomery had a long drive and had a running back make a great play for a touchdown and beat Fair. But I'm telling you what, Fairhope, we've talked about this before. Tim Carter has probably done as good a job coaching as any coach in the state of Alabama this year and has just gotten that team playing great football. I look forward to hearing Venus talk about it.
Of course, Fairhope started out with Spanish Ford, first game of the season. They go to Spanish Ford, go to the Hill, they lose. And since then, they've turned it around.
They have.
And they've played. You're right. Tim Carter's done a great job with them. And look for them. I think they might make some waves.
They're going to make some waves. Okay. It's going to be fun to watch in the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Also, we got the Camp Grace segment coming up as we'll close out the hour. But, Coach, I want to ask you right now, we got to get into it, the True Grit Award. Who are the recipients of the True Grit Award?
The True Grit Award, you know, we've talked about as an award that – we have just loved giving out to some guys that in our communities that coaches pick from their team, guys that just are unselfish, hardworking, may not get all the accolades or get all the playing time or whatever that coach determines. If this guy brings to the team, he just brings a true team player to it, and he just has grit. He's always there for workouts, always at practice, always does whatever the coach says to do, and just goes out and then it will win. It's sponsored by Blue Water Millworks. Robert Deneef is he and I talked about this quite a bit back during in August, and he was just like, this is a special place in my heart. I want to do this for him. And so this is what we're being able to share, and it's just been great. The response has been great.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got three today. Coach Rivers at St. Michael sent in, and I hope I say this name right, Andy Cisneros. I don't know if I did it. It's Cisneros. I'm not sure. Cisneros, I think that's how you say it, but I'm sure I'll get a call from somebody letting me know that
you butchered
that one, Coach. Yeah. We can do it again.
Good try.
Yes. Coach Kenny King sent in a young man by the name of Terrence Ulmer, a senior linebacker for the Daphne Trojans, and just one of those guys who coaches believes is got a heart of gold for his team and his teammates. Same thing for Coach Justin Jones at Robertsdale, and I'm going to give a shout-out to them again that those guys have just continued to improve. Lost a heartbreaker last night, 15-14 to Davidson. But, man, what an improvement that program has made. And one of the guys he says is responsible for it is a guy who comes in every day and does his job. every single day. Robert Sledge of Robertsdale is their True Grit Award winner. So we congratulate those three young men and those coaches. Thank you, coaches, for sending that in. And what we will do is send this to the coach. We'll send a certificate to them, and the coach can then hand it to his player. We were able to give it to our player, the first award winner, Bax Ferguson, back a few weeks ago.
Right.
And we did it, you know, before practice and took pictures and gave it to Bax, and then he can take it home and, you know, put it in a frame and hang it on a wall, you know, something he can put up there and keep.
That's something you keep forever.
It is.
Right?
It's something neat that somebody recognized something that you do. And I really appreciate Blue Water Millworks for sponsoring this award. And we're going to get to every coach. Coaches, I'm coming to you. I'm sending stuff out every week. I'll send some more out this week. And hopefully next week we'll get five or six guys that we can put on here to get this award for Miss next Saturday.
That is great. That is great. Congratulations to all three of those.
Absolutely.
And like you said, you know, these guys are there every day at practice. They're at every game. If they don't play, they're the ones that are the biggest cheerleaders on the sideline.
Absolutely.
They're there. Coach, put me in when you need me. Okay, I'm always ready.
That's right.
All right, you may not go in, but I'm ready.
That's right.
I'm ready.
And they're just always there, you know. You never have to worry about whether they're at practice. You just know they are. So, yeah, great award. Coaches, thank you for getting with us on this and helping us get that done. And we're going to make this even bigger and better as we go throughout the year.
Coach, I want to try to get our scores up, but for whatever reason, I'm having a problem pulling that up real quick. Let me see if we can get to this. I want to knock out some of these scores from around the state. We'll start with 7A. Let's see if we can do that right now. You got the music ready? Go ahead, George. Get that music ready. There it is. All right, here we go. Let's start with 7A. Auburn defeats Smith Station 38-0. Austin 31, Bob Jones 7. Baker 41, Foley 9. Central Phoenix City 58, Carver Montgomery 35. Daphne over Alma Bryant 39-0. Davidson gets the win in a close win against Robertsdale 15-14. The final there. Dothan beats Johnson Abernathy Gretz. That's JAG. 56-24, Enterprise 42, Opelika 20, Florence 43, Grissom 0, Hoover 51, Tuscaloosa County 7, Huntsville 34, Albertville 0, James Clemens over Sparkman 31-24, Mary Montgomery, there it is, you talked about it, defeats the Pirates of Fairhope 28-21, Prattville 24, Hewitt Trustful 21, Thomas 56, Hillcrest Tuscaloosa 10, and Vestavia Hills 41, Oak Mountain 0.
In Class 6A, do I got time?
You do have time.
I got 6A, Baldwin County 56, Murphy 0, Buckhorn 14, Southside 8, Calera 41, Chilton County 16, Central Tuscaloosa 56, Brookwood 14, Clay Chalkville 56, Huffman 6, Coleman 39, Columbia 0, Fort Payne 30, Gadsden City 17, Gulf Shores 24, Spanish Fort 19, May Jemison 12, Decatur 7, McGill Toulon 35, Blount 8, Mortimer Jordan 35, Gardendale 28, Muscle Shoals 34, Jasper 15, Northridge 35, Paul Bryant 10, Hartsell 28, Athens 14, Hazel Green 48, Lee 15, Helena 21, Pelham 20, Hueytown 43, McAdory 38, Jackson Olin 20, Woodlawn 18, Mountain Brook 39, Pinson Valley 35, Parker 70, Minor 20, Pell City 21, Shades Valley 14, Pike Road 37, Stanhope Elmore 0, Rehoboth 22, Park Crossing 3, Sarah Land 42, St. Paul's Episcopal 10, Spain Park 44, Chelsea 7, Wetumpka 34, Percy Julian 20.
There you go, and I think that's going to hold. Let's hold over. We'll get the rest of the scores from around the state. We'll do that coming up. A great sponsor for that scoreboard.
We got Gulf City Body and Trailer Works in Mobile, Alabama. Hunter Lyons is the owner of that company, and just a love that man loves high school sports.
No doubt,
he just loves it, and big supporter of our program at Bayside, and we just appreciate Hunter and him being our scoreboard sponsor. It's really kind of a cool thing, and what I'm going to work on. I haven't got it done yet, but I want to get it worked on where we can like transfer the scoreboard to our Facebook page. You know, and put like that on there and all the scores below it so people can go on there and read it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to figure out how to get that done between my game on Friday night and the show on Saturday morning.
You know, Mark, you're such an IT guy. You're
yes,
such an IT guy.
I am.
There's no doubt.
It's remarkable.
There's no doubt. No doubt.
You know what's really fun? I'll tell you a little story now. At Bayside, you know, I do IT work. No, I don't.
Okay.
I just put stuff in a computer.
That's what I thought. Hey, I got to throw a big shout out. We got a bunch of our friends out here playing at Quail Creek today. Dirt, Adam Weldon with Adam's Pawn Jewelry down in Foley. Want to say a hello to him. He's
Let's
out
go.
Listening to us. And Matt Blevins, the whole gang, Trip, Rob. So thank them for tuning in. All right, we take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Bina Brown about that Fairhope Mary Montgomery game last night. He's going to tell us all about it in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill Communication Line. Now, back to the show.
It's a pretty good music right
Little
there.
Little Eagle.
I like that.
You can't
yeah.
beat Eagles.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we have a lineup of music on this show that's second to none. Boss Gag, Steely Dan, the Eagles.
Look, Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald. I mean, the next thing is you and I are going to sing a duet, and we'll put it on there. How about that?
Well, that will turn off the five listeners we have. So, oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Glaster. Coach Rick Cleland has a weekend off. He is on, hang on, air quotes, assignment.
Assignment.
So we wish him much luck in his ventures this weekend. But, hey, let's go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours, Bina Brown, on the line. Bina, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Always a pleasure, man.
Hey, buddy, you were at a pretty good ball game last night. Over here is the Pirates of Fairhope take
yeah.
on Mary Montgomery. Tell us a little bit
yeah.
about it.
I tell you what, guys, and Coach Lasser, you've been in a lot of these games, man, but I'm telling you, that was 100% a great atmosphere for high school football, and you can feel the intensity on both sides. I mean, it was definitely a important game. Both teams coming in undefeated in region play. Whoever wins this game's got a good solid hold on first place. But it was just a classic, man. I mean, Mary Montgomery starts off fast with a screen pass. His second play of the game runs 70 yards. Then Fairhope just made some great adjustments. Their defense clamped down, and for the longest time, it was just a good defensive battle. And so then it got the interesting part got to about 21-21. And Grant Thompson comes out there. Fairhope actually had first and goal, had an fumble, but they recovered,
no.
So they backtrack a little bit. So anyway, so they ended up kicking a field goal, but so made it 24-21, but Mary Montgomery got called for roughing the kicker. So here we go. So now it gets more interesting. So that's first and goal. And unfortunately, Trey Gardner, who played a great ball game for Fairhope, this kid is a stud. Threw for 250 yards. I think he was 19 for 25 with two touchdowns. So he just tried to force one, and Mayor Montgomery came up with an interception. And guys, here's the thing, and I'll get to the end, but here's the thing. Big games like this, big-time players step up. So here you go. Here's the scenario, guys. So we got 4th and 26. Mary Montgomery's on their own 19-yard line. Shondell Harris decides, well, I want to do a fake punt. So he goes around left end and runs 38 yards for a first down.
Oh, my gosh.
By far the key play of the game. They take it down there, score with about 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Fairhope had one last chance. Of course, they only had one timeout. MGM finally held him. But it was just a great atmosphere. Guys, you just hate to see either one of these teams lose. But I tell you what, it was just a total classic last night.
You know, playing at Majors Field, you know, WC Majors Field is always a treat. I mean, if you ever go to that, first of all, the field is immaculate. I mean, it's
yes,
a beautiful field.
Absolutely.
They do a fantastic job taking care of that. the Park and Recreation Board. They do a great job taking care of that field. But, you know, then you come and the fans get excited, and, you know, Mary Montgomery's team is, you know, one of the teams that everybody's kind of circled on their schedule. And Fairhope had that. I'm sure Tim Carter had his guys ready to go. And man, what a ball game that went in. What a job. Of course, Zach Golson's done a great job there. At MGM. He has built that program over the last few years, and I mean, they have become a powerhouse in this state. And then to win the way they did with a big turnover in the end zone, a fake punt, and then the running back. I mean, I think he accounted for 280 something yards last night. What a ball game that was, Bina.
You're right, Coach. That was Cam Smith. He was our player of the week last night. He had 19 carries for 186 yards, but he had also 77 yards in receptions. But, you know, like I said, big-time players step up and make up. And you can tell as this game was going on, as it was, you know, getting in the first, second quarter, and especially fourth quarter, you can tell which team, which player was going to step up and make that big play, or what team was going to create that costly turnover. And unfortunately, it was Fairhope who did the costly turnover, and Mary Montgomery took advantage of it. But I've seen a lot of football coaches, not as many games as you have, but anybody who can do a fake punt for 4th and 26, it was incredible. But by far, it was the player of the game. But one last thing, guys, you're right. Scotty Wilson, Pat White in the city of Fairhope, that field, if you didn't know better, you would think it's artificial turf. It looked so nice last night. I mean, it was just a bit. Coach, I had to get there at 5 o'clock. They were packing it in at 5 o'clock last night. And I know this is Tim Carter's, probably one of Tim Carter's best teams ever in a while. And you could feel the excitement in the air. The fans felt it. The players felt it. The coaches felt it. It was just a great night for Friday night high school football.
Bina, let me ask you, how many times did the cannon go off?
So let's see.
And did you jump every time?
hey, that's the problem, guys. You know it's coming. You know it's coming.
It still scares you.
It still scares you. But you know it's coming. So I try to stay away from that cannon as far away as I can, but it still gets you.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We're visiting with Bina Brown right here. Bina, let me ask you, in that 7A Region 1, as you look at it right now, obviously we know Mary Montgomery undefeated, 8-0 overall, 5-0 in region. But you look at Baker, Daphne, and Fairhope, all 4-1 in region play. All right, and you got a big matchup coming up this week, this Friday night, Daphne and Fairhope. And it looks like Daphne will be traveling to Fairhope. So it should be a good game.
Yeah, you're right, Randy. They will be traveling, but also Baker goes to MGM. So
we found out
last night all four of these teams are in the playoffs, so we do know that. It's just a matter of next week will be some clarification.
That's
so
right. They're getting them all ranked.
Yep.
After next week, you'll have them just about all filled out.
We will. I mean, it pretty much now, you know, now it gets a little dicey if Baker beats MGM and if Fairhope beats Daphne, because y'all know just as well, one of your tiebreakers head up, that's like having a two-game lead over your opponent. So if MGM wins, that obviously locks up the one seed. If Fairhope wins, that could slip out of two, but they still have to play Baker. So a lot to be determined.
Man, that's
good football.
That is good
football. That's good football right there. No doubt. Hey, Bina, we got Bina Brown on the line with us right now. Bina, just a few minutes left here. As you look around the state, what team's really standing out to you as we start winding down this 2025 season?
Well, I tell you, I got to go with Bayside and St. Michael's, man. I mean, we knew St. Michael's was going to be good. They added a lot of depth. Hang on, guys. I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of keeping the clock for a youth football game. We got youth football. So I didn't want the siren to go off on y'all. So, kind of multitasked here. But anyway, St. Michael's, I mean, I knew they had a lot of depth, but going up to Jackson, last week, that was just incredible. And what a win for Phillip Rivers. But coach, props to Bayside Academy, man. Barrett Trotter going into a tough, tough atmosphere with Cottage Hill. Coach Jones over there is doing a great job at Cottage Hill, and you got the Tootle brothers. But what a dominant performance by Bayside. So, by far, I mean, I knew Bayside was going to be good, but I tell you, that win last night, that gives them a solidified chance to run the table and secure a number one seed in the playoffs.
I appreciate it, Benny, and you're right, and Coach Trotter has just done a good job with our program and just a great job with how he runs the game and how he gets us ready every week. And the boys are just playing. They were ready for this ball game, and they're really playing well, you know. There went the siren.
There's a siren. There it is.
That's
your signal.
No, I was trying to walk away as far as I could, just so it wouldn't bother y'all. Trust me, guys. I had a late night like y'all did. It's the only
thing. I understand.
Right now, I promise you.
Oh, but there you go. Hey, Bean, always fun to hang out with you, brother. And we're here where you play golf, man. Right here at Quill Creek today. We're on the back veranda, so these guys were asking about you.
Well, I appreciate that. Coach. And don't worry, I saw Coach Cleveland yesterday, and I told him his club championship in a couple weeks is going down. He's going down.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right, there's Bina Brown right there. Hey, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we have got more of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We'll get into some scores for you when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
We talk about good music. Right there it is.
There it is.
A little Boss Gags on Saturday morning, getting set for some college football today.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Hey, let me just mention, this is a great time. Coming up at 10 o'clock, it'll be Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. We're broadcasting right here from Quail Creek. Got a great lineup for you. Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall is going to be on. We're also going to have Coach Barry Gibson. He'll be on. And there will be a celebrity that will introduce him.
Nice.
Okay.
Are y'all going to have a little build-up to the Alabama-Missouri game today?
Yes, we are. Man, we're going to talk a lot of SEC. Nice. We'll talk about that Alabama-Missouri game. It kicks off at 11 o'clock in Missouri, Columbia, Missouri. We'll talk a little about that.
So it's a bad time for Alabama to play.
It worries me. I got to be honest with you. 11
travel,
o'clock games.
To travel there and then play at 11.
Generally doesn't work well, does it?
Doesn't
and
work,
you're talking
no.
about a Missouri team that's pretty doggone spanky.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
They're not bad. But one thing I do like is that Coach DeBoer's had a really good record against ranked teams. And they're ranked.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a good omen for us.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so for sure. All right, hey, let's get back into scores from around the state. We'll go back to 5A. Andalusia defeats Eufaula 42-10. Ardmore 55. Lawrence County 23. Birmingham Carver 16. Winona 14. Boaz 23. Brewer 19. Briarwood Christian 23. John Carroll Catholic 7. Carroll 29, Greenville 12, Central Clay County 42, Holtville 0, Citronelle 24, BC Rain, where'd you go? BC Rain 21, there you go. Connor, our corner 56, Hayden 20, Demopolis 28, Sipsey Valley 20, Douglas 35, Sardis 21, Fairview 28, Priceville 7, Jacksonville over Lincoln 34-24. LaFleur gets the win over Alberta 20-8, Montgomery Catholic 51, Headland 7. Moody 25, Leeds 22, Northside 49, Jamison 25, Russellville 35, Hatton 26, Scottsboro 31, Gunnersville 10, Shelby County 50, Montevallo 21, St. Clair County 42, Springville 21, Sylacauga defeats Marbury 36-35 in overtime, Valley 20, Elmore County 17, Vigor 47, Faith Academy 0, West Point 14, East Limestone 6, and Williamson 40, UMS Wright 10.
And in Class 4A, Alexandria 56, Asheville 13, American Christian 41, Tarrant 13, Anniston 48, Etowah 7, Ashford 16, New Brockton 6, Little David Stapleton at Ashford. Team, I think we said they're 6-1
right
now.
6-1 right now, yep.
Great job. We need to get him on the show next week if we can.
That'd be great.
And talk with him, see how he's doing. Booker T. Washington, 43, Abbeville, 6, Bullock County, 35, Talladega, 7, Central Florence, 55, East Lawrence, 32, Cherokee County, 24, Hoax Bluff, 10, Dale County, 28, Daleville, 6, Deschler, 27, Brooks, 13,
Dora 34, Cordova 33, Fayette County 67, Curry 16, Fultondale 26, Haleyville 21, Hanley 45, Tallahassee 14, Hamilton 28, Good Hope 21, Madison Academy 33, New Hope 10, Madison County 27, Westminster Christian 0, Jackson 41, Orange Beach 0, Oak Grove 35, Bibb County 28, Aniana 36, White Plains 21, Op 42, Geneva 21, Pike County 34, Strawn 28, Plainview 35, North Jackson 24, Pleasant Grove 21, Holt 15, St. James 14, Cleburne County 7, St. John Paul 2nd Catholic 44, DAR 13, it's the only way I can say all that, St. Michael Catholic 46, Mobile Christian 37, West Blockton 21, Fairfield 6, West Morgan 59, Danville 7, Wilson 44, West Limestone 23, W.S. Neal 51, Escambia County 6.
Let's move to Class 3A, Bayside Academy with a nice win over Cottage Hill Christian, 25-7 the final in that. Blue 40, Childersburg 22, Colbert County 62, Clemens 22, Collinsville 28, Sylvania 26, 5-26, Whiteburg Christian 21, Geraldine 63, Brenda Lee Mountain 0, Glencoe 46, Sachs 6, Glenwood 50, Dadeville 22, Greensboro 46, Wilcox Central 12, Hill County 42, Thomasville 35, Hillcrest Evergreen 28, Monroe County 18, Holly Pond gets the win 42-0 over Ashbury. Houston Academy 21, Prattville Christian 13, Lauderdale County 62, Sheffield 0, Morris Hill Bible 46, Elk Mountain 7, Midfield 56, Hansville 20, Montgomery Academy over Slocum 52-0, Phil Campbell 56, Carbon Hill 0, Piedmont, no problem with J.B. Pennington 51-0 the final, Pisgah 38, Cedar Bluff 13, Randolph County 56, B.B. Comer 12, Rogers 56, Colbert Heights 28, South Side of Selma, they keep rolling, 66-0 winners over Sumter County. Thorsby 54, Dallas County 8, Trinity Presbyterian 49, Northside Methodist 13. T.R. Miller in a close win with XL, 21-14 winners are the Tigers. Vinemont 22, Gordo 19, Weaver 36, Locust Fork 34, Westbrook Christian 35, Tryon out of Georgia 28, that in overtime. Wittsburg 28, Alabama Christian 23, and Winfield over Oakman 32-10.
In Class 2A, Baker, Florida 49, Zion Chapel 6, Bayshore Christian 33, Central Haneyville 0, Calhoun 32, Barber County 12, Clark County 40, Chickasaw 8, Coosa Christian 41, Cold Springs 8, Cottonwood 28, Ayrton 27, Falkville 20, Susan Moore 12, Geneva County 40, Sampson 14, Goshen 51, Pike Liberal Arts 7, Greene County 38, Isabella 46, G.W. Long 48, Houston County 8, J.U. Blackshear 36, Washington County 13, Lynette 63, Central Coosa 0, Bochapoca 55, Horseshoe Bend 7, Laverne 61, Island Home 13, North Sand Mountain 57, Section 7, Pleasant Valley 42, Gaston 8, Providence Christian 43, Abbeville 6, Red Bay 53, Tharptown 0, Realtown 48, Lafayette 0, Southeastern 52, Cleveland 14, Tanner 46, Decatur Heritage 29, Tuscaloosa Academy 42, Lamar County 20, Vincent 27, Aliceville 0, and West End 38, Eider 20.
All right, let's wrap it up with Class 1A. Addison over Meek 62-22, Appalachian 34, Raglan 19, Otago Academy over Verbena 21-6, Brantley 42, Florella 20, Elba, no problem with Pleasant Home, 29-0. Fayetteville, 29. Victoria Christian, 12. Georgiana, 52. Red Level, 24. Hackleburg, 49. Phillips, 6. Hubbardville, 66. Brilliant, 6. Leroy, over Southern Choctaw, 28-14. Linden, 30. Holy Spirit, 13. Maplesville, 42. Billingsley, 0. Marion County, 42. Lynn, 34. McIntosh over Marengo, 42-18. McKenzie, the win over Kinston, 52-6. Millery, 42. J.F. Shields, 6. Notasoga, 46. Elwood Christian, 6. R.C. Hatch, 10. Francis Marion, 6. Shoals Christian, 48. Cherokee, 26. South Lamar, and the close one, the Pickens County, 42-37. The final there. Spring Garden 34, Galesville 8, Sweetwater 46, Fruitdale 8, University Charter 40, Choctaw County 0, Wadley 42, Lee Scott 7, Waterloo 38, Vena 8, Winterboro 60, Woodland 14, and Woodville over Valley Head 27-21, the final there. So there you go. That is your scores from around the state, brought to you by
Gulf City Bonnie and Trailer Works in Mobile, Alabama. We appreciate them being our scoreboard sponsor. And, man, you know, next week we got some games, man, that are going to be big. There's some big ball games going on next week. There's going to be Vigor and Williamson, huge ball game there.
Daphne and Fairhope.
Baker and Mary Montgomery. I mean, if you want to watch some high school football and you don't have an allegiance, if you just want to watch a good game, go to one of those games. Those are going to be a lot of fun to watch, and it's some really good football players playing on those fields. I mean, you heard Corey about Williamson. Everybody they got on defense has been offered by a top, I guess, power five.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yep.
Or four? I'm not sure what it was, but he said they were all offers from big schools around the Southeast. So that's a lot of good football players on one defense. I know that much.
Well, it certainly is. And coming up in our next hour, this guest is going to be on. We'll have a celebrity that'll introduce him. But for this show, we'll just bring him on. All right.
Okay, let's just bring him on.
Yeah, Coach Barry Gibson back here on the back veranda with us. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Man, I am too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed.
Well, there you go.
There it is. Bye-bye, everybody.
Right there. Have a nice day.
There you go. Hey,
great to be here, guys. What a beautiful morning.
Oh, man, absolutely.
I love it back here.
Absolutely. Hey, man, you've been watching high school football, college football.
Yeah.
It's a great time of the year. It's like the weather's getting just right for football, man.
Yeah, we call it football weather down here in the South.
Yeah,
man,
we do.
I tell you, it's that time of year. I love it. My favorite time of the year, Randy.
Well, it certainly is. Of course, Mark, I think we found out, too, that the All-Stars have been named so far for the Alabama-Mississippi State. Sorry. I'm thinking about you, Barry.
My wife.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to say that. But
that's right.
Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game that happens in December.
Yes, you know, that game, usually that game is the week following, that game is the week after
championship?
The state championships.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, and they've been playing that game at my old alma mater, Southern Miss, at the Rock.
Yes, where it'll be this year.
Yes, yeah, man.
2026.
Sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is. I was looking on here. I'm trying to find that chart. The head coach, is Kirk Johnson.
Yeah.
Benjamin Russell, head football coach.
That's right.
Will be the head coach of the Alabama All-Stars, and they say, you know, those All-Star games, there's no pressure. I tell you, that's not true.
I mean, was there pressure on you, Coach?
They want you to win.
Yep.
And that's a big it's a big deal. They do not want to lose Mississippi.
Yeah.
So, Coach, just letting you know, Coach Johnson, you better get ready. Now, it'll be a lot of fun to watch them. But there's a list of players that I'm looking at here from around the state. DJ Broughton from Mary Montgomery, Jaden Bush from Theodore, Maddox Caldwell from St. Michael. I'm looking for some other local players. Of course, from Jackson is Xavier Crowell.
That dude is phenomenal.
Yes, he is phenomenal.
Yeah. And that Benjamin Russell coach got his own receiver, got the best receiver in the state, too. From Benjamin Russell.
He does. Sedarian Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan.
He's quite a player.
Yeah, he's special.
Wesley Sandifer from Fairhope. Deshaun Spencer from Saraland. I'm just trying to look through this list. I know I'm going to miss Anthony Jones from St. Paul's, number one recruit in the state. Any more? Did I miss anybody? Parks Glaze from Fairhope. Javal Fredericks from Daphne.
We'll be talking about them.
Yeah. And, you know, with it being at the Rock there in Hattiesburg, too, that's not a long drive for people in this area to go. They really need to go and experience that game. It's a fun time. I'm going to try to go this year myself.
There you go. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we wrap it up with a Camp Grace segment. Marsh got that for you. Don't go anywhere.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, earlier we were talking in the leadership segment about adversity. You know, Randy, and you and I talked about that a little bit this morning.
Right.
About what happens during ball games and, you know, how you get aggravated about this or that. And I wanted to carry that over a little bit further, not just in leadership, but in maybe a thought of godly leadership. You know, a lot of times we ask God to help us through adversity. We say, God, you know, give me, you know, patience or give me courage or give me wisdom, whatever I'm asking and praying for. And I remembered, I saw this clip the other day when I was scrolling through some stuff on my Facebook page. It was about that movie back in 2007 called Evan Almighty, when Morgan Freeman, you know, was portraying God. And he says, let me ask you something. He's talking to a young lady there in this restaurant. He says, let me ask you something. If someone prays for patience, do you think God gives them patience? Or does he give them the opportunity to be patient? If you prayed for courage, does God give them the courage? Or does he give them opportunities to be courageous? If someone prayed for their family to be closer, do you think God just zaps them with warm, fuzzy feelings? Or do he give them opportunities to love each other? Morgan Freeman's character in this movie was teaching that when we pray for something like strength, faith, patience, or courage, God often answers not by instantly giving those traits, but by placing us in situations that help us develop them. It's a beautiful reminder that adversity often is the answer to our prayer. It's how God shapes and grows us. It was a thought for me as I was looking through this, and there's several verses in the Bible about it. When you talk about facing adversity as a godly leader or trying to be that kind of leader, trust God, not the circumstances. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. When adversity strikes, strong leaders resist panic and put confidence in God's faithfulness rather than their own control. Like when Joseph was in prison, you may not understand what God is doing, but he is working behind the scenes. I may not know what God is doing right now, but I trust his plan. That is part of facing and dealing with adversity. Lead with courage and faith. Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be there wherever you go. Godly leaders face adversity head on with courage rooted in God's presence, not personal strength. Joshua had to lead Israel into unknown territory. Courage came after obedience. True leadership shows faith in action, not just words. God has brought us this far. He'll take us the rest of the way. Those are just some thoughts I had about leadership and godly leadership in what we're trying to provide, you know, in our teams, kids that we coach, our other coaches on our staff, just trying to help us get through these, get through tough times. And I feel like this is kind of what God was trying to press upon us about when we have to face adversity. So that is the segment for Grace this morning, and I hope it will help each of us, help me, I know, figure out a little bit better way to do things, you know, going forward when we face adversity.
And here's the deal. Here's reality. You're going to face adversity at some point.
Sooner or later.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to face it. How do you handle it?
That's right.
How do you handle it? Do you do like we talked about? Do you have the knee-jerk reaction? Or do you take it calmly and say, here's what we need to look at. Let's assess it and then come up with a decision.
Right.
All right? And I think if we take a big, deep breath, you remember you was always told, hey, if you're going to spank your child, take a big, deep breath, count to 10.
Yeah.
Okay? If you were going to make a big decision, sleep on it overnight. All right, and I think you're absolutely right. That's one of the things we need to do, and we all need to work to do better at it. All right, because I think it would make not only your family life a little bit better, but it would make your social life better as well.
And it makes you feel better, you know, in that, you know, you don't have to be in control of everything all the time. Somebody else is. And just pray for that wisdom that we talked about and just getting that opportunity to show that, hey, this is what I need to do. And it helps a lot. I wish I'd learned that when I was a young kid. I've made a lot less mistakes growing up as I did.
You know, I think
but there we are.
I think we all would have, Mark, for sure. Hey, it's been a fun 2 hours today. We've had a blast back here on the back veranda of our Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai studio located right here on the at Quail Creek today. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. Got a lot of good football coming up today. College football games going on, and a lot of good ones, and look forward to watching them. And I know that Auburn fans and Georgia fans are going to be disliking one another for a few hours this evening as that ball game rolls out at Jordan-Hare Stadium, which I call the haunted stadium of the SEC. It's the craziest things that ever happen in football happen in that stadium. So that ought to be a lot of fun to watch tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing that ball game.
Well, we're going to be talking about a bunch of those ball games coming up in the next hour. Of course, as I mentioned, we got Coach Barry Gibson's going to be here. Bobby Hall's going to be here. We may have Coy back on to talk Alabama football at the bottom of the hour. Shane Allen's going to be on with us. We'll talk about the new golf course opening up in Mobile soon. Hopefully, he has got his hands together.
Where is that one located?
It's on River to Shane Road, right there off Halls Mill Road.
Yes.
It's the old Linksman.
Yes, right? Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it'll be called Cypress Creek Golf Club.
Okay.
And the Shane, if you know Shane, he's going to call it the Cypress Creek Golf Club and Resort.
Nice. So, yes.
And we'll talk some Auburn football with Shane for sure. So,
that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, we'll have a good
time.
Now,
that course, if I remember, is the course layout going to be still similar to the way it was?
That's the neat thing. He's going to tell you about some of the changes.
There was a hole. I can't remember which one it was. It's been a long time since I played that course. But it was like it goes up and there's a hard left and there's a big tree line and then there's a water that runs all the way down the left side of the fairway. And so everybody tries to go over the top of the trees and then into the fairway. My problem is if I did get over the tree, I usually hooked it, and it went into the water anyway, so I should have just hit a pitching wedge and put it up to where I could hit the ball.
That's making a smart decision.
Yeah, but that's not me.
Well, let me ask you before you get out of here, who do you pick today? You pick Alabama, Missouri? How do you see it?
Man, I'm worried about Alabama today, but I think I really like the quarterback. I think the quarterback has become a leader on that football team. I think after that first week, I have seen just a different energy. I'm taking Alabama today, and I'm taking Auburn in an upset tonight over Georgia.
Ooh. Man. All right. Very good. Coach, you going to wrap it up for us? Let's get out of here.
Man, it's been a pleasure, guys. It really has. And as Rick always says, no matter where you go, he is always with you.